Back with you, sunshine, and our temperature, 39 across the listening area. 9 o'clock hour, and our tuned in, we'll be featuring today with Monica Nyman, the St. Dustin's District Dairy Council, and sharing with us some ideas about the National Nutrition Month and a time to focus on healthy eating, but also a great time to talk about the variety of nutrition trends coming your way in 2016. We're going to take it easy on Monica. She had a week with the kids last week with a break there, and so she's back to her first kind of official day after the work mode there, right? So we're going to take it easy on you, right?
Thank you, Leon. I appreciate that.
I hope you had an enjoyable time with the kids during the break there. So a lot of things we're going to be talking about. Let's get caught up on today some of those nutrition trends that are predicted for 2006. What are some of those at the top of the program here?
Well, a few of the trends that we are going to be seeing this year in, related to nutrition and in the grocery stores are lowering sugar and reducing sugar in the diet, as well as increasing probiotics, focusing on protein in meals, and finally, souping, which is kind of an interesting concept.
Yeah, I was looking through some of the script and some of the things we're going to be talking about. Let's begin with the lowering of our sugar, and that's a trend in our country right now. But how do we get to that lowering of our sugar within our diet?
Well, the new dietary guidelines that just came out, which are the 2015 through the 2020 version, are recommending that Americans only consume 10% of our calories a day from sugar. Right now, Americans are consuming at least about 13 to 14%. So just to kind of give you an idea of what that would be, if you have a 2,000-calorie diet, that would be about 1 16-ounce bottle of soda for the whole entire day. So not counting any of those added sugars that are found in many of the foods that people eat. So really just some tips on lowering sugar is really take a look at your food labels and check your ingredients for added sugar. A lot of those prepackaged and processed foods do give you quite a few empty calories, but they're not giving you much nutrition. So sort of be cautious of that whole entire section at the grocery store. Try to choose your snacks that don't have any added sugar, like fruits and vegetables, cheese, as well as low-fat milk. A few ways that people are getting lots of sugar is by drinking sodas and sweetened teas and fruit drinks. So really try to cut back on those and replace that with water if you can. A few ideas for snacks are to mix plain yogurt, which is kind of sour. But if you mix that with your favorite fruit, it does sweeten it up, and you're not adding any, you know, white sugar to that. And it's a great way to get a serving of dairy in, and you can make it to your taste preferences. And the other thing I wanted to mention sort of in this section is that although chocolate milk is a sweetened beverage, it really only accounts for about 2% of the sugar intake, but it also has 9 essential nutrients. So you're not going to see chocolate milk on the do not consume list in those dietary guidelines because it does have so much nutrition.
You mentioned one of the trends, and let's get a little bit of it because it's one we hear kind of thrown out to these days, probiotics. And what do we mean by that, and where are these found?
All right, so probiotics, those have been around for quite a while. Mm-hmm. That's actually good bacteria, and it's very healthy for gut function. So basically, if you think of stomach and everything below, it is really helpful to have that healthy bacteria to make everything work just a little bit better in those areas. And probiotics are typically found in fermented foods, so yogurt and yogurt-based products, which the most popular one is kefir or kefir. Mm-hmm. I see that in the grocery stores these days. But there are a few other things that have probiotics in them, such as aged cheese and sauerkraut, which is, you know, maybe a staple in some people's pantries. And then there's some products called miso and tempeh. Those are fermented soybeans that have naturally occurring probiotics. But this year, we are going to be seeing a lot of probiotics being added to the foods in the grocery store, like cereals and muffins. You'll see marketing for probiotics because it is kind of a buzzword in nutrition. The only thing is we're not sure if these probiotics that are being added are going to be as effective as the ones that are naturally occurring in those foods that I just mentioned. But if you're looking to try something new, maybe swap out a serving of that kefir For your yogurt in the morning, it's a little bit tartar. You can get it in a drinkable container in the dairy section. It has lots and lots of that healthy bacteria in it that can make everything in the gut just work just a little bit better.
Why don't we, when we talk about protein, we hear that another one is thrown out there quite a bit these days. What is so beneficial about protein?
Well, the thing about protein is that there really is a lot more information that has been coming out about the benefits of protein. We know that it helps improve focus and energy. It keeps you fuller longer, which can help with weight management and also building lean muscle. And, you know, we've talked about protein quite a bit, especially at the breakfast meal. And we're now recommending 20 to 30 grams of protein at breakfast, 20 to 30 at lunch, and 20 to 30 for your evening meal. So really balancing the amount of protein that you're consuming throughout the day instead of overloading it in the evening, which is what we normally tend to do. And as a reminder, dairy is a great source of protein. It's going to give you about 8 grams per serving. You can include that in all of the meals and snacks that you're having throughout the day. There's lots of ways to get a serving of dairy in by making a coffee drink first thing in the morning with, you know, 2% or low-fat milk. You can add cheese to your sandwiches. You can also make overnight oats by combining any flavor of yogurt with some oatmeal. It's a quick breakfast that you can take and out the door you go first thing in the morning that helps you get that 20 to 30 grams of protein at your breakfast meal.
You can make a little bit of fun, right? Be creative with some mixtures and those kind of combinations, right? It doesn't have
absolutely
to be...
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you can put different types of fruits in there. Everybody likes different brands and different tastes of yogurt, so whatever it is that you're interested in or interested in trying something new, it's a really great way to get some protein, to get some dairy, and to have something that's really quick, which is what most people are looking for.
We're getting you caught up with some great ideas about nutrition, dairy-related, with Monica Nyman from the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Also, we'll be talking about National Nutrition Month at the tail end of her interview. One of the things that she mentioned, one of the final trends, is souping. And I can imagine what this is, but why don't you give a little further explanation what souping is.
Okay, so souping is our final trend for 2016, and it's kind of taking over for that past trend, which was juicing, so basically putting everything in a blender and making it juicy.
Right.
But souping is basically just like it sounds. It's eating soup for meals throughout the day. So there are some advantages to this. So soups can be a great way to achieve fullness because you can put lots of different vegetables, and they're broth-based. They give you lots of fiber, they have protein, and they sort of fill up your stomach and make you feel like you're fuller. So it's a great high-volume meal so that you feel fuller longer. There's also breakfast soups, which are basically smoothie bowls. So instead of drinking a smoothie through a straw, you would put it in a bowl and eat it with a spoon, and that sort of helps you slow down and take a little bit more time with your meal, which is something that I think most listeners can probably agree that we all eat way too fast. But you can make those with yogurt, milk, your favorite fruits, you know, blend it all up and put it in a bowl. So we definitely know that soups have a place in the diet. They're wonderful. They're usually lower in calorie, especially if you're using a vegetable or broth-based soup. So they can fill you up. They don't have a lot of calories. You can get lots of good nutrition in them. But we still certainly recommend getting foods from all of the food groups and eating a balanced diet.
And one of the things we wanted to mention, the month of March is National Nutrition Month. And it's all about a couple of things we kind of talk about during really our year, kind of a year-round type of things. And it is also highlighting folks like yourself, right, who are with the registered dietitian, nutrition experts, and those things that are in the field that are promoting a lot of the ideas that we talk about here on a monthly basis.
Certainly. And, you know, as a nutrition educator for the Dairy Council, we always focus on nutrition. But March is sort of our special month for our profession. And just to remind people that, you know, registered dietitians are certified and we're licensed and we have the educational background to provide nutrition education. And it's always just a good time for us to remind people to make smart choices and try to make sure that you're balancing out your food groups and getting lots of physical activity. And then we always have a theme every year. And National Nutrition Month has been around since 1973. So we've been celebrating dietitians every March. And this year's theme is savor the flavor of eating right, and really just kind of taking a look at all the different cultural foods that we have available to us, and you know, the thought of how and when and why we're eating are just as important as what we're eating. So really just taking the time to enjoy your surroundings and your socialism when you have food available to you.
And Monica, we kind of always wrap up. How do we find a lot of the information that we kind of chatted about today? There are a couple of different areas that you provide as well.
All right. So our website is stldairycouncil.org, and you can find all of our monthly media information that we review, as well as some recipes. And you can also like us on Facebook. We post some pictures of where our staff is out and about in our 131 county territory. And our Facebook page is STL Dairy Council, and that's all one word.
Alrighty. Monica, we appreciate it. I know we're a little late in the month, but we got the information in. We always appreciate the time that you take, and it is creative and as always professional as you provide the information throughout each of our months, and we always appreciate that. So it's vital information, and education never ends, and that's what we'd like to provide to our listeners out there, so we appreciate it.
You are so very welcome, and I will be talking to you next month.
Alrighty. That is Monica Nyman, St. Louis District Dairy Council on Tuned In.